101.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School, the host of tonight's C27 district final action between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Freeman Falcons. It's two teams who have met before in the regular season, that regular season meeting going the way of the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles coming in off a wild card. If you were with us last week up in UTAN, you know that the Eagles fell to the number one seeded UTAN Chieftains in overtime, 46-42. They did earn a wild card berth, but that loss meant that they will play this district final game on the road in Freeman. Freeman, of course, the number seven seed in the C27 district final here tonight. They will play host to the Eagles. They are 18-5 on the year with a couple of losses to Auburn, Tri-County, North Bend Central, and, of course, the previously mentioned loss to Johnson Brock. Hello, everybody. My name is Dylan Hendricks. Along with me in studio tonight, Aaron Wisdom. I want to thank you for joining us for tonight's C27 district final. A matchup, a rematch of the regular season, as we mentioned, but one where the Johnson Brock Eagles hope to punch their ticket to state for the second time in a row. They are the defending C2 state champions. In their way tonight, though, the Freeman Falcons, who will be the home team tonight, they get that home court advantage. And as we know, that always means a little something, especially here in the postseason. It'll be a packed house in Adams tonight. Both sides already filling up with 10 minutes left to go until game time. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll talk about the starters for tonight's game between the Eagles and the Falcons. But first, a two-minute timeout and word from our sponsors. You're listening to Postseason Hoops on KPNC.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Art Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Art would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight is F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. We're about 7 to 8 minutes away from tip-off here between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Freeman Falcons, a rematch of earlier this year where the Eagles took down the Falcons in regular season play. Freeman, though, gets to host tonight's sub-district final. Let's take a look at the starting lineups first for the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles will be led off by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt, a 5'9 senior. He averages 5.1 points per game and 2.8 rebounds per game. Deacon Bernard. Bernard is a 6'4 sophomore. Bernard averaging 10.6 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. Bernard playing a key role in the sub-district semifinal game. I believe he went off for about 15 points or more. he really helped the Eagles in their win over EMF last Tuesday. Brody Kaler. Kaler is a 6'4 senior. He averages 16.5 points per game and 5.8 rebounds per game. Grady Behrens. Behrens is a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.4 points per game and 2.3 rebounds per game. And finally, Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt, a 6'5 senior, averaging 6.3 points per game and 4.8 rebounds per game. For the Freeman Falcons, they will lead off with Easton Buss. Buss, their team's leading scorer at 16.5 points per game and 4.5 rebounds per game. Easton Buss, a 6-foot senior. Second, Owen Buss. A 5'10 senior, he averages 6.1 points per game and 3.5 rebounds per game. Jaden Weiss. Weiss is a 6'3 sophomore. He averages 3.7 points per game and 2.5 rebounds per game. Their third leading scorer, Hayden Jansen. Jansen, a 6'1 junior. Jansen averages 11.9 points per game and 4 rebounds per game. And finally, inside their big man, Keegan White. White is a 6'8 senior. That 6'8 senior averages 12.7 points per game and 7.6 rebounds per game. Numerous double doubles on the year for Keegan White, and he'll be a force to handle inside. You can look for the Falcons to probably go inside as the biggest starter here for this Eagle squad, just the 6'5 senior Robert Gravatt inside. So White, a 3-inch height advantage on Robert. Tail of the tape, team stat-wise, the Johnson-Brock Eagles averaging 61.5 points per game on 30% three-point shooting, 47% from the field, and 68% from the free-throw line. They do average 11.6 offensive rebounds per game, 8.5 steals per game, and 7.8 turnovers per game. The Freeman Falcons, on the other hand, averaging 56.5 points per game this year on 35% shooting from outside, 45% field goals, and 66% free throws. They shoot 66% from the charity stripe, and that could prove big as we get into the later parts of this game. As we saw last Thursday in the Johnson-Brock Eagle sub-district final over UTAN, the Chieftains struggling with free throws. The majority of the fourth quarter allowed the Eagles to get back into it, but the Chieftains made the two big free throws when they needed it in order to take that one. The Falcons, Freeman Falcons, do average 10.1 offensive rebounds per game and 7.7 steals per game. As I mentioned, their losses this year at 18-5 to Auburn twice, Tri-County, North Bend Central, and the regular season loss to the Johnson-Brock Eagles. On the other hand, the Eagles this year losses to Tri-County twice, Fall City, Sacred Heart, and the loss last week in the sub-district championship game to the UTAN Chieftains. If you're looking for some Auburn basketball tonight, Auburn over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon on the call for that one, as the Bulldogs looking to take down Omaha Concordia and punch their ticket to the state tournament. That game tipped off at 6:30, of course. You may remember last year, Auburn hosting a district final at home and dropping the district final to the Fillmore Central Panthers. So really looking for that not to happen 2 years in a row down in Auburn, the Bulldogs and Omaha Concordia playing now on Sunny 101.3. Earlier tonight on KTMC in the D2-8 district final, it was the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish punching their ticket to the state tournament. They take down Layton 67-51. Bo Fletcher scoring 30 on the evening. Cole Taft with 23. Taft also passed the 1,000-point mark on his Irish career. So congrats down to the Sacred Heart Irish and Cole Taft and company on their ticket to the state tournament being punched. That makes a 1-2 double punch for the Irish. The girls will be playing in the state tournament this week as well. As we take a look at our state tournament broadcast this week for girls state basketball, we will be broadcasting the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish Wednesday, 7:45 p.m. That game will be on Sunny 101.3. With a win, the Sacred Heart Irish would play Friday at 10:45 a.m. That game also would be able to be found on our group of networks here at MSC Sports. Bigger Heart Girls going to play Why Not in that first round game at the state tournament. Why Not upset the number 4 seeded McCool Junction in the district final. So it'll be Bigger Heart and the Why Not Blue Devils in the first round of the state tournament. That game will be played, I believe, at Devaney Center. It'll be the late game on Wednesday. As we take a look around at some of our tickets already punched to the state tournament for boys and boys action, the number 1 seeded Pope John Elgin team took down Potter Dick 77-54 in Class D2 earlier in the last weekend, and so they have punched their ticket to state, with Falls City Sacred Heart being the number 8 seed. That is who they will take on at the state tournament. Will be Pope John Elgin, the number 1 seed, next week in Lincoln. Number 13 seed Pleasanton in Class D2 upsets number 4 seeded Lawrence Nelson 59-38 to punch their ticket to state. Number 5 Deschler over SEM 47-38, and number 6 Guardian Angels Central Catholic over Wallace 51-28. In Class C2, the number 1 seeded and going into the state tournament now number 1, UTM Chieftains took down Fillmore Central 56-43 this past weekend. So the Chieftains punched their ticket to state in Class C2. Along with them, EMF, the number 13 seed, knocks off the number 4 seed, Alma, 50-46. If you'll remember last week, it's the same EMF squad that the Johnson Brock Eagles took down in the semifinals of the sub-district up there in UTAN. So EMF loses in the semifinals of the sub-district in UTAN, gets a wild card berth, gets the number 13th seed, and takes down Alma 50-46. So the Bobcats are heading to Lincoln. We'll see if we might get an EMF versus Johnson Brock rematch up there in Lincoln. It'd be, I believe, their 4th or 5th meeting of the year. And finally, the 8th-seeded Norfolk Catholic team took down Tri-County 58-50 to end the Trojan season and punch their ticket to the state tournament. In Class D1, number 1-seeded Ogallala took down Lakeview 90-32. Number 2-seeded Ashland Greenwood took down Adams Central 71-26. So the 1 and 2 seeds will advance to the state tournament in Class D1. Along with them, the 12-seeded Lincoln Christian Warriors took down Bridgeport. Bridgeport's the number 5 seed. Lincoln Christian beat Bridgeport 65-55. So if Auburn wins tonight, they will play the Lincoln Christian team that's a 12 seed coming into the tournament. We are going to take a quick timeout for the national anthem. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny or KTNC.
Don't forget to mark your calendars. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritizing Your Mind, because taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your body. Join Dr. Anna M. Dom, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, as she shares practical strategies to support mental health, including improving sleep, building healthier routines, managing social media, and everyday self-care. Plan to attend Wednesday, March 4th at 2 p.m. in the hospital classroom. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
If you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Barron, in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside and Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside and Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School, the host of tonight's C27 District Championship between the Johnson Brock Eagles and Freeman Falcons. I'm Dylan Henricks, along with me back in studio tonight, Aaron Wisdom. We have a good one here at Freeman High School. It's a rematch of a regular season game that went the way of the Johnson Brock Eagles, 56-50. That game, February 12th, so less than a month ago in Johnson, Nebraska. Script a little flip tonight now. We're Freeman at Freeman High School in Adams, so Freeman gets the chance to host the rematch tonight, and it was a close one the entire way. I've mentioned this multiple times during our Johnson Brock broadcast a couple weeks or last week in the sub-district championship versus UCAN, how that game felt like a game you'd see in mid-March, not late February. And here we are again, Johnson Brock and Freeman, two teams that are probably deserving of a trip to Lincoln and the chance to play in the state tournament. The only thing, just one of them will do so. One of them will end their season tonight. One of them will make the trek to Lincoln next week for the state championship. Who this team will, or who either one of these teams will be facing, is up in the air as Fremont Bergen and Crofton will play tomorrow night. That game, the 2-seed versus 15-seed, will take place on Tuesday up at Fremont Bergen. The winner of that one will take on the winner of tonight's game. Fremont Bergen 24-1 on the year. Their lone loss to Omaha Concordia. And big wins over North Bend Central, Donovan Trumbull, and GICC Grand Island Central Catholic. Crofton 18-7 on the year. They did win the C26 sub-district, and as the 15th season, gets to go on the road and take on Fremont Bergen. Fall City Sacred Heart, we know they punched their ticket to state. They will take on Pope John Elgin, the one seed. Pope John Elgin 23-3 on the year. Their losses, all to the same team, St. Mary's. So three losses to St. Mary's O'Neill this year, otherwise they're 23-3 on the year. Best wins over Wausau and Fullerton. And Auburn, should they win their district final tonight, will take on Lincoln Christian. Lincoln Christian, of course, as we mentioned, the 12th seed, upset the fifth seeded Bridgeport team 65-55 earlier this weekend. That one would be a rematch. Christian lost to Auburn earlier this year 61-44. We're set for tip here at Freeman High School. It'll be Keegan White and Deacon Bernard jumping it up. Let's play district final basketball, a chance for a trip to the state tournament. Initial possession controlled by Johnson Brock. Taylor with it on the left wing, just underway here in the first period. He drives baseline, pulls up, two-point shot is good, and Brody Taylor gets his first two-point basket of the evening. It's a 2-0 Johnson Brock lead. He sends us bringing it up here for the Falcons. He hands it off to Hayden Jansen. Jansen now cross-court pass to Jaden Weiss. Weiss back to Easton Buss. Now left corner with it, Jaden Weiss. Nothing inside so far for Freeman. A three on the way from the left wing is good. That's Owen Buss. Owen Buss hits his first three of the day, and it's a 3-2 Falcon lead. Hayden Gravatt bringing it up here for the Eagles. He hands it off to Barron. Barron dribbles around, now gives it off to Kaler. Kaler back to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with the ball at the free throw line. He spins, nothing there, looking to kick it back out. He does find Barron's on the right wing. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Barron drives baseline. He is going to walk with it before he started dribbling, and it'll be the first Johnson Brock turnover of the evening. 3-2 is the score early here from Freeman High School. The Falcons lead the Eagles 3-2. Owen Buss with it. Shot up, no good. And quickly back the other way is Deacon Bernard. Bernard's got a one-on-one situation. He drives in, layup no good off the glass. Rebound's going to be controlled by Keegan White. We mentioned his big 6'8 frame, and that'll be tough to get any sort of offensive rebounds inside tonight for the Eagles. Easton Bust now inside to Keegan White. White with it inside, layup up off the glass is good. And Keegan White has his first bucket of the evening at the 5-2 Freeman lead. Hayden Gravatt bringing it up slowly here for the Eagles. 6:08 remains in our first quarter. Heinz Barron's way out on the left wing. Now back to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt's going to hand it off to Bernard. Bernard dribbles middle of the floor. He's at the free throw line. Looks inside. Nothing there. Back to Barron's. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Taylor with it. Deep right wing. He takes a couple of dribbles in. Crossover. Now between his legs. Free throw line. Still nothing there. Here's Barron's. Long three from the right wing. No good. Rebound. Keegan White. Possession there for the Eagles, and not anything going. They couldn't get anything inside. Everything was outside the three-point arc. And they'll see if the Falcons can extend on that 5-2 lead with it right now, top of the key. Going to be Owen Buss. Buss gives it off to Jaden Weiss. Weiss is going to dribble in. He's got Barron's on him. Weiss has the height advantage. His layup up no good, though. Rebound, Barron's. Great job there for Grady Barron's going straight up and quickly back the other way. Layup is going to be off the back iron for Robert Gravatt. Rebound controlled by the Falcons. Johnson Brock hit their first shot of the quarter. Since then, they haven't been able to get anything going, and it's been one-and-done possessions on the offensive end. Falcons with the basketball right now. Hayden Jensen with a right wing. Now over to Owen Buss. Buss kick out to Easton Buss. Right wing with it now is Jaden Weiss. Nothing there. Gives it back to Easton Buss. 7 seconds left on the shot clock now. 5-4 Shot clock deep into the shot clock. Dribbling in. Step back jumper. Easton Buss. Long three on the way. No good. Rebound's going to be controlled, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. So Robert Gravatt, we mentioned that height advantage for Keegan White. Robert Gravatt boxing out Keegan White there, and White's going to be whistled for going over the back and then pushing Robert Gravatt. That's going to be Keegan's first of the quarter here for the Freeman Falcons. Keegan White takes a seat, and in place for him, Hudson Pike. Taylor on the left wing with it now for the Eagles. Gives it off to Bernard. Bernard drives center of the floor. His layup is up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, though, and it will remain with Johnson Brock. Looked like that ball went off of Deacon Bernard as it was going out of bounds, but Bernard fortunate that the ball was on the opposite side of the referee, and he retains possession. Now Bernard with it inside. His layup no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. It'll go off of Hayden Gravatt's hand. Out of bounds Eagles, and it will be Freeman basketball. About 20 seconds into this game, it was a 2-0 Johnson Brock lead. Since then, it's been all Freeman. They've scored the last five. They have a 5-2 lead, but more importantly, they haven't allowed Johnson Brock to score since then. A quick turnover down at the other end will give possession right back to Johnson Brock. Just looking for Hayden Jansen going down the floor was Freeman, and Jansen wasn't looking. Ball went over his head and out of bounds. Hayden Gravatt with it, crosses the timeline. Nothing there, finds Grady Barron's right wing. He looks inside for Taylor. Nobody's there. Now Robert Gravatt, top of the key. Back to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt's going to dribble center of the floor. He's at the free throw line. Now dribbles all the way in underneath. Nowhere to go. Gives it off to Oliver Everett. Everett back to Robert Gravatt. The free throw line jumper is up and good, and Robert Gravatt has his first bucket of the game. Freeman now leads by 4. The Eagles able to cut into that three-point lead. Easton Buss up the floor. He drives right down the right lane. This ball's going to be tipped out of bounds as he drove down the lane, though, out of bounds. Possession will be retained by Freeman. Justin Meyer going to check in here for the Eagles. Hit a couple of big threes early in that UTAN game last Thursday. Did Meyer. Was relatively quiet the rest of the way, though. Inbound comes into Easton Buss in the left corner. He's all alone on that left side. He's got Oliver Everett out on an island. Now kick out. Three on the way for Owen Buss. Is good. His second three-pointer of the game, and it's 8-4. Falcons over the Eagles. Aiden Cravat crosses the timeline with it. We'll see if the Eagles can answer. Right wing, Oliver Everett. Everett's going to dribble baseline. He gives it off to Taylor in the right corner. Taylor, free throw line jumper on the way. Good. And that's three deep twos. Two for Brody Taylor, one for Robert Gravatt. Nothing at the rim, nothing from the outside yet, but three deep twos have an 8-6 Falcon lead over Johnson Brock. Now top of the key with it. Good idea. Ideas gives it off to Owen Buss. Buss, top of the key, nothing there. He's being guarded by Robert Gravatt. Now inside, we're going to have a kicked ball. Justin Meyer kicked it on the in post-entry pass from Jaden Weiss. So that'll reset the shot clock to 20. Falcons will have possession underneath their own basket. Checking in for Freeman now, Hudson Fiker. Fiker, a 6'6 junior. Inbounds to Owen Buss in the corner. Now right wing with it, Easton Buss. Nothing inside as the shot clock comes to 10. Easton's going to dribble in the middle. Gives it off to Hayden Jansen. Jansen goes baseline. Layup up off the glass is good. Jansen gets his first two of the game, and it's 10-6. Falcons over the Eagles. Hayden Gravatt with it. Gives it off Justin Meyer on the right wing. Meyer nowhere to go with it. Now he goes right. Nothing there. He's going to pass it back out to Oliver Everett. Everett now to Brody Taylor. Taylor's got it right wing. Now Bernard left wing. He goes inside Justin Meyer. Nothing there. Back out to Bernard. Bernard's going to drive right. Now spin into the middle of the lane. His shot, fadeaway shot up, no good. Rebound, Freeman. Nothing's been easy getting to the rim tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles. It's been deep twos, and I don't know that they've shot a three yet either. Falcons with the ball now. Inside, going to be taken away by Oliver Everett. Pass looking inside for Bear Idea. Justin Meyer goes left now. His layup up off the glass and good. And we don't really see that game from Justin Meyer much. Usually you find him out along the perimeter, but he goes left that time and gets the easy layup. Great steal inside for the Eagles. It's a 10-8 Falcon lead. Under a minute remaining here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock held an initial 2-0 lead. The Falcons, though, quickly answered and haven't given up that lead. Three from the left wing, Easton Buss, no good. Rebound, Brody Taylor. Taylor's going to bring it up the floor here for the Eagles. Chance to tie or take the lead with a three as we wind down in the first quarter. 30 seconds remaining, 27 on the shot clock. So Johnson Brock not able to hold for the last shot. Justin Meyer with the ball now, right wing. Nothing there, he crosses over, still nothing there. He's going to go to the middle of the floor, drives right by Barrett Ideas, but his layup up off the front of the rim is no good. Falcons will have the last look at it here. 10 seconds remaining on the game clock here in the first quarter. Left wing three on the way for Hudson Fiker, no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Johnson Brock. And a long three at the buzzer is going to be waved off, and that's how we will end the first quarter of action. 10-8, the Falcons lead the Eagles after one quarter here in Freeman. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, it's second quarter action in the C27 District Final. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Art Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Art would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Falcons will control the ball out of the timeout here and in the first quarter timeout. And it will be their Freeman's look at the basket first here in the second quarter. They have a 10-8 lead over Johnson Brock. It's been kind of back and forth scoring-wise. Freeman hasn't given up the lead since they took a 3-2 lead early on an Owen Bus 3. That was one of two of his first quarter three. Hayden Jansen will dribble into the lane. He kicks out, finds Owen Bus, firm three, right wing again. And that's three tonight for Owen Bus. He's got nine, all coming via the three-pointer, and it's 13-8. Falcons lead the Eagles. Hayden Gravatt crosses the timeline with it. He drives right. Hines inside Deacon Bernard. Bernard's going to dribble baseline. His layup up off the glass is good. And Bernard gets his first bucket of the game. No threes tonight so far for Johnson Brock, but they trail just 13-10. Top of the key with it. Owen Butt gives it away now inside. Keegan White, White's layup up off the glass is good. And Johnson Brock fronted White, but White was able to get the pass over the top. No help side defense there. An easy layup for his second bucket of the game. He's got four. Aiden Gravatt now gives it off to Brody Kaler, left wing. Kaler's going to dribble left. Oh, good stutter step. His layup up off the glass is good. And he was fouled, so he'll go to the line for one more. Will Brody Kaler, he's got six. And Kaler dribbled down to about the free throw line, did a little stutter step, and went the rest of the way down the lane. And he blew right past Hayden Jansen, who that foul was on. Made the layup, and he'll go to the line for one more, a free throw. Free throw's up and good for Brody Kaler. First free throw of the evening for either of these teams. 15-13. Freeman leads Johnson Brock. Every time Freeman's look like they might pull away a little bit, Johnson Brock has answered. Now right wing three on the way is up and good for Hayden Jansen. That's four threes here in the first half. Freeman shooting the ball well tonight. 18-12, the Falcon lead. 6-12 remaining in the second quarter. Bernard with it on the left wing. He's going to dribble to the middle of the floor all the way in. Now kicks it out. Robert Gravatt on the right wing. Looking inside for Bernard. Nothing there. Kaler with it now. Passes it over to the left wing. Grady Barron's inside. Robert Gravatt. Great ball movement here for the Eagles. Finds Kaler inside. And Kaler, a fadeaway two-point jumper is good. He has nine all on twos, and I think they've all been mid-range jumpers. So not exactly the analytical shot that some would say here in 2026, but it's working tonight for Kaler. Three-pointer no good. That trip for Hayden Jansen. Rebound controlled by the Eagles. They got a chance to tie with a three. 18-15. Falcons lead. 5:23 remains in the second quarter. Deacon Bernard over to Robert Gravatt, right wing. He dribbles in. Nothing there. Looks for Kaler on the outside. Good coverage on Kaler. Now with it left corner. And driving all the way baseline. Layup up and good for Deacon Bernard. His second bucket of the period here. And it's 18-17. Credit Johnson Brock for not settling for threes tonight. They've really hammered the ball inside. Got some layups at the rim. Their mid-range game is going. I don't think they have a three tonight. Easton Buss with it. Top of the key, three is no good. Rebound, Brody Kaler. So the Eagles, back-to-back stops on the defensive end for the first time tonight, but a quick turnover for Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt was looking for Bernard in the left corner and tried to throw a pass over the top, and with this height for Freeman, you can't do that. Owen Buss with it, top of the key. Gives it off. Hayden Jansen now for the Falcons. Left wing. He's going to dribble left. Inside, nothing there. Kick back around. Owen Buss, right wing three, no good. I think that might be his first mystery. He's got three on the night, but it's a one-and-done possession. Three straight defensive stops for Johnson Brock. Hayden Gravatt with it. Gives it off to Robert Gravatt, right wing. Now Deacon Bernard, top of the key. Chance to take the lead here for Johnson Brock. Nearly a turnover. Eagles retain possession. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Hayden Gravatt, left wing. Bernard. Now right wing, three on the way for Grady Barron's is up and good. Grady Barron's hits his first three of the game, first three for the Eagles, and they take a 20-18 lead. First Eagles lead since 2-0 to start the game. Freeman's missed their last three shots. Johnson Brock has answered. Can the Falcons answer here now? With it, left corner. Now top of the key, three on the way for Owen Buss. No good. Rebound going to be controlled by Freeman. Keegan White inside gets the offensive board. Now three on the way, Easton Buss. No good. Rebound tipped around. Once again, another offensive board. That one Hayden Jansen, but dribbling it out of bounds off his leg is going to be Jaden Weiss. It'll be a Falcon turnover. Johnson Brock with four or five straight stops here. Huge on the defensive ends for the Eagles to get those stops. Allowed them to take a 20-18 lead, 3:09 remaining in the second period. Oliver Everett, the 6-foot sophomore, now in there with Hudson Piker. Piker is 6'6 junior, so size advantage here for definitely in favor of Freeman. Taylor with it, right wing. He dribbles to the middle of the floor, free throw line, nothing there. Finds Justin Meyer, left wing. Now back, top of the key, Brody Taylor, nothing there. Justin Meyer with it now, top of the key. He's going to dribble left. Into the lane, nothing there. Tries to go over the top to Kaler. It's going to hit off the backboard. Going to be a turnover here for the Falcons. And quickly comes back the other way, Freeman. Hayden Jensen with it. Drives down the left baseline. His layup easily off the glass. Jensen's got 7. And the Falcons tied up at 20 here. 2:21 remaining in the first half. Oliver Everett with it for the Eagles on the left wing. He's going to give it off to Quentin Barron. Barron takes a couple dribbles right. Now to Brody Taylor in the right corner. Taylor, nowhere to go with it, so he gives it back out to Barron. Now Justin Meyer with it right wing. Looks inside for Taylor. Nothing there. Quickly around the outside. Grady Barron. Grady's going to drive into the lane. His floater's up in good. Grady Barron with 5 in this quarter. Johnson Brockery takes the lead, 22-20. Easton Buss across the timeline with it. Gives it to Owen Buss. Now back to Easton. Top of the key now with Austin Piker. Falcons going to reset the offense here with 16 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 1:29 on the game clock. Left wing into the lane with it. Jaden Weiss. Weiss, turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound Eagle. Justin Meyer up the floor. Grady Barron. Barron's going to dribble middle of the floor. Nothing there. He pulls it back out. Now Oliver Everett on the left wing. Justin Meyer's going to have a pass tipped away. And we're going to have an easy layup at the other end for Owen Buss. Buss has 11. 22-22. Tied again in Adams at Freeman High School. Grady Barron's going to give it off to Oliver Everett. Top of the key now back to Grady Barron. Grady to Quentin Barron. Now Oliver Everett, floater in the lane, no good. Short, rebound. Going to be tipped around, still tipped around. Still, ball on the floor. Rebound's going to be controlled by the Eagles. Taylor has it. Eagles could take the last shot if they want to. Oliver Everett pass inside, goes off the chance. Now, Quentin Barron, or Grady Barron, 3 from the right wing, no good. Ball goes over the backboard and out of bounds. Johnson Brown got an offensive board. Could have held for the last shot if they wanted to. Instead, Grady Barron's pulled the trigger from the right wing. His shot short off the front of the rim. Goes over the backboard. And Freeman now with the ball. 23 seconds left here in the second quarter of action. Falcons can hold to the last shot if they want to. We knew it was going to be a good one. That first meeting, once again, 56-50 in favor of Johnson Brock. But it was close the entire way. Easton Buss. Out near the Falcon, now gives it off to Keegan White. White's going to dribble, give it off to Easton Buss. Buss going to pull the trigger from the right wing. 3 no good. Rebound Brody Taylor. And that is how the first half of action will end. A 22-22 tie here in Freeman. Johnson Brock and the Freeman Falcons tied at the half. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap first half scoring action. You're listening to High School Postseason Hoops on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, Please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Don't forget to mark your calendars. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritizing Your Mind, because taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your body. Join Dr. Anna M. Dom, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, as she shares practical strategies to support mental health, including improving sleep, building healthier routines, managing social media, and everyday self-care. Plan to attend Wednesday, March 4th at 2 p.m. in the hospital classroom. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
If you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Barron's in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside and Jonathan has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside and Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
In Adams, Freeman High School, 22-22, the Falcons lead the Eagles here at the half. Recapping some first half scoring action, it was spread out for Johnson Brock. They are led Brody Kaler with 9 on the evening so far in the first half. All 9 of his coming on mid-range jumpers in the lone free throw that he made. 4 for Deacon Bernard, 2 for Justin Meyer, 5 for Grady Behrens, and 2 for Robert Gravatt. Gives the Eagles their halftime total of 22. For the Freeman Falcons, they were led in scoring that first half by Owen Buss with 11 of the Eagles' 22 points in the first half. The only other scorers that first half for Freeman, Hayden Jansen with 7 and 4 for Keegan White. The Falcons didn't shoot any free throws there in the first half. So 0-0 from the line for the Freeman Falcons, 1-1 from the line for the Johnson Brock Eagles. 22-22, our halftime score in Adams, Nebraska. Freeman High School, a rematch between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Freeman Falcons in the C27 District Championship. The winner of tonight's game heading to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. They will take on the winner of Fremont Bergen in Crofton. That game to be played tomorrow up at Fremont Bergen. Bergen 24-1 on the year. Their lone loss to Omaha Concordia. They have wins over North Bend Central, Donovan Trumbull, and Grand Island Central Catholic. Crofton, the team standing in their way, is 18-7 on the year. They did win the C26 sub-district final, their best win on the year, over Wausau. Currently, other games in action on our group of stations over on Sunny 101.3. It's the C14 district championship between Auburn and Omaha Concordia. That game going on now. Auburn and Omaha Concordia, John Nixon on the call. It looks like Auburn's up at the half in that one, or was up at the half, 26-21, the last that we had heard on that. The Syracuse Rockets did take down Cozad tonight, 60-53, in district championship action as well. One final from earlier this evening, earlier on this station actually, KTNC in the D2-8 district championship. It's Paul City Sager Hart taking down Layton. That game finishes 67-51 in favor of the Irish. The Irish punched their ticket to the state tournament They will take on Pope John Elgin, the number one seed. Pope John Elgin, 23-3 on the year. All three of their losses to O'Neill. St. Mary's, they do have wins over Wausau and Fullerton, their two best wins this season. Bo Fletcher in that one for the Irish at 30. Cole passed 23. Taft actually passed the 1,000-point mark of his career. So congratulations, Cole Taft and company. That means both the Irish ladies and men will be in the state championship. On Wednesday, if you're looking for some basketball action, tune on in to Sunny 101.3, 7:45 p.m. The Fall City Sacred Heart ladies will be taking on Why Not in their first game of the state tournament up in Lincoln. That one to be played at the Devaney Center. Why Not upset McCool Junction in the district championship. And so Why Not will come in the 13 seed, upsetting McCool Junction, taking on Sacred Heart. And that one, with the win, Sacred Heart would play Friday at 10:45 a.m. That game also to be broadcasted should they win on our group of stations. We're going to take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, it'll be second-half action from Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. Johnson Brock, the Freeman Falcons, tied at 22 at the half. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Hoops on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family owned and community focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime show tonight was brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College in Highland, Kansas. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And, of course, our presenting sponsor for tonight's game, F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Second half getting ready to kick off here from Adams High School, or here from Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. The Falcons and the Eagles tied at 22 here at the half. Over on Sunny 101.3 currently, it's Auburn taking on Omaha Concordia. Auburn was up 26-21 at the half there in that one. So Bulldogs looking to punch their ticket to the state tournament and avoid a second straight district final loss at home. They lost last year to the Fillmore Central Panthers in the district final at home. It looks like it will be Johnson Brock basketball. And I was looking here at halftime stats. I don't believe the Eagles recorded a foul in the first quarter. So Johnson Brock will get the ball out of the break here. No foul trouble for the Eagles, and only two fouls the first half for the Falcons. One for Hayden Jansen, one for Keegan White. So pretty sure we played two quarters of high school basketball with just two fouls that first half. Dribbling baseline, Hayden Gravatt shot up off the glass. No good to start the second quarter here. So Freeman will get the defensive board a chance to take the lead here early in third quarter action. With it, right wing now inside to Keegan White. White, nothing there. He's going to kick it back out. Three on the way for Easton Buff, no good. Offensive rebound, though, going to be taken away by Hayden Gravatt. Now quickly up the floor. Kaler the other way. His shot up off the glass is good. Brody Kaler has himself a double-figure night. He's got 11. And Johnson Brock with a quick 24-22 lead out of the break. Owen Buff with it out near the timeline. Nothing there. He's going to dribble down over to the left side. Now gives it off to Easton Buck. Easton with it right wing. Now right corner, Jaden White. Nothing. Back to Easton Buck. Buck being guarded by Robert Gravatt. Now kicking it out. Jaden White going to dribble down the center of the lane. Now kicks it out to Hayden Jansen. Three on the way from the left corner is good. Hayden Jansen has his first three, or second three of the evening. He's in double figures at 10. Falcons retake the lead, 25-24. Early third quarter action from Freeman High School. Brady Behrens with the ball. Top of the key. He's going to dribble down the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Kaler. Kaler's going to give it off to Oliver Everett. Everett dribbles in. Nothing there. Shot fake. He's going to kick it back out to Kaler. Kaler with it on the right wing. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Robert Gravatt with it now. Dribbles in. His shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped around and controlled by Keegan White. Falcons quickly back the other way as Easton Buss tries to draw a foul on Grady Behrens. I think Easton Buss initiated that contact. No call. Easton's going to dribble down the left side. His layup up off the glass is good. Easton Buss's first bucket of the game is a big one. It gives the Falcons a three-point lead, 27-24. Hayden Gravatt back to Kaler. Kaler's got it now, top of the key. He's going to give it off to Grady Behrens. Nothing there. Behrens, top of the key, gives it off to Robert Gravatt on the right wing. Robert dribbles it in. Now down low, Oliver Everett. Layup up off the glass, no good. Oliver rushed that shot. I think he thought Keegan White was going to go up for the block. Everett missed it. Keegan White gets the rebound, and the Falcons will have the basketball up three. Easton Buss gives it off to Keegan White. Now inside, kick out. Good inside out here for the Falcons. Dribbling down the lane, layup up off the glass. Good for Jaden White. Jaden with his first bucket of the game. Now 29-24, and we're going to have a Johnson Brock timeout. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to High School Hoops on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't forget to mark your calendars. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritizing Your Mind. Because taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your body. Join Dr. Anna M. Dom, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, as she shares practical strategies to support mental health, including improving sleep, building healthier routines, managing social media, and everyday self-care. Plan to attend Wednesday, March 4th at 2 p.m. in the hospital classroom. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A 7-2 run out of the halftime break finds the Freeman Falcons up 29-24 over the Johnson Brock Eagles. Third quarter action here from Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. It's a rematch between these two teams. First match of the season taken by Johnson Brock 56-50. That game held on February 12th down in Johnson. So Freeman gets the return post game in the district championship here, and they lead 29-24, now 29-26, after Robert Gravatt finds the ball inside, and his left-handed hook is up and good. Back to a one-possession game for the Eagles. Owen Buss crosses the timeline with it. He gives it off to Easton Buss. Now quickly around the perimeter. Nothing inside doing for the Falcons right now. Top of the key with it. Easton Buss kicks it out. Owen Buss. Now back to Easton. Easton has it. Top of the key. He's going to give it off to Hayden Giesen, left wing. Now inside layup up off the glass for Keegan White is good. He's got six. Once again, the Eagles trying to front Keegan White, but no help on the backside. An easy pass over the top of that front. Keegan with the easy layup. Keegan Bernard goes inside Oliver Everett. Now quickly down the outside to Taylor. Savat pass inside is tipped away. Bernard with it, though. Long cue on the way is no good. He overshoots it. It's an air ball. That didn't catch anything. Falcons with a 31-26 lead and the basketball here. One bus with it. Now top of the key. Hudson Fiker. Fiker left wing. Now three on the way is good for Hayden Jansen. That's his second three of the quarter. And just like that, the Falcons have opened up an 8-point 34-26 lead. Aiden Gervat with it across the timeline. It looks like Freeman has went to a 2-3 zone away from their man defense. And that's really caused the Eagles some fits here in the third quarter. Remember, there was just 1-3 in that first half for Grady Barron. Everything else came inside for Johnson Brock. Robert Gervat, free throw line jumper is no good. Rebound, Hayden Jansen. A one-and-done possession for the Eagles. They trail 34-26. 2:50 remaining in the third quarter. Owen Buss with it near the timeline. Now gives it off to Hayden Jansen near the volleyball attack line. Falcons going to pass it around the perimeter here on offense. Now top of the key, Owen Buss with it. Nothing there. He's going to pull the trigger after a dribble to his left, though. Owen Buss hits a three. And it's an 11-point Falcon lead. Timeout, Johnson Brock. They trail 37-26, and we have a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a one-minute break. When we come back, it's more third-quarter action. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
If you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Barron's in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside and Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside and Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it was a 22-22 halftime tie. Now a 15-4 run out of the halftime break finds the Freeman Falcons up 37-26 over Johnson Brock. Eagles need an answer. They go inside to Deacon Bernard. Now Justin Meyer, left wing three on the way, no good. Ball is going to be rebounded, tipped around, finally rebounded by Owen Buss of Freeman. We are under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. The Falcons lead 37-26. That 2-3 zone has really caused the Eagles fit on defense. Well, when they're on offense, when Freeman's on defense. Pass inside is going to be tipped away by Hayden Gravatt out of bounds. Falcons will retain possession underneath their own basket. 1:45 remaining here in the third quarter. The Falcons 37, Johnson Brock 26. Winner moves on to play Fremont Bergen or Crofton next week at the state tournament. Top of the key with the Easton Bus. Three on the way, no good. Rebound. Deacon Bernard, no, he's going to be whistled for a foul. Bernard's going to be whistled for a pushing foul. That will be Deacon's first of the quarter. First foul of the game for Johnson Brock comes with 1:37 remaining here in the third period. The big one, though, that gives Freeman the ball back and a chance to extend this lead. Owen Buss back to Easton Buss. Easton Buss going to pull the trigger. Top of the key, no good. Justin Meyer has the ball hit off of his head and go out of bounds. And it will be Freeman basketball underneath their own hoop again. So Easton Buss has missed two threes. First one, foul on Deacon Bernard, gave the ball back to Freeman. This one hits off of Justin Meyer's head. And Meyer, ball goes out of bounds. So Falcons with their third or fourth look at it this possession. Easton Buss with it, left wing. Gives it off. Hayden Jansen. Jansen's had a big quarter, a couple big threes. Now back to Easton Buss. He drives down the left side. Pass tipped away. Now with it, left wing, Hudson Fiker. Fiker gives it off to Easton Buss. Now a long three on the way is up and good. Good idea. 40-26. Now a 14-point Freeman lead over Johnson Brock. Falcons stay in their 2-3 zone. And the Eagles hit a three or find something inside. Robert Gravatt, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound, Owen Buss. Easton Buss going to bring it up. Could theoretically hold for the last shot here, can the Falcons. 27 on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. There's about 1 second separating the two. Would be big for Freeman to get a bucket here. They could go up nearly 17 heading to the fourth quarter. Going to have a timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it here. Falcons lead the Eagles 40-26. 15 seconds remain in the third quarter of action. Over on Sunny 101.3 right now, C14 district final. Auburn led Omaha Concordia 26-20 at the half. That one should be about wrapped up, if it's not already. John Nixon on the call for that one. Earlier tonight on KTNC, it was the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish taking down Layton 67-51. Credit Layton, they made the 450-plus mile trek across Nebraska, 7-plus hours in a bus, to take on Fall City Sacred Heart in Fall City tonight. Layton now makes that long trip back out to western Nebraska, closer to Cheyenne, Wyoming, than they are to Fall City. Bo Fletcher at 30 in that one for the Irish. Cole Taft with 23. Girls State basketball action on Wednesday, 7:45 p.m. on Sunny. Sacred Heart is going to be taking on Why Not. Why Not upset McCool Junction in district final action. Should Sacred Heart win that one, they'll play on Friday at 10:45 a.m. Falcons with the ball out of the timeout. 15 seconds left on the game clock. 1 second separates the game and shot clock. We'll see if they can find a bucket here. Owen Buss gives it off to Easton Buss. Now top of the key three for Hudson Fiker is up and good. Hudson Fiker hits a three to end the quarter, and it is a 17-point Freeman lead, 43-26, heading to the fourth quarter. We're going to take a one-minute timeout when we come back. We'll have our fourth quarter of action here from Freeman High School. You're listening to KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, if the three wasn't big enough at the end of the third quarter, the Falcons also get the ball to start this fourth quarter of action. So Freeman, with a three, could go up 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. We'll see what happens foul. Deacon Bernard on the right wing. That'll be Bernard's second, first of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. They trail 43-26 as we head to the fourth quarter, and this is nothing like we saw earlier this year. Dan and Johnson, a 56-50 Eagle win. That one was close the entire way. This one, though, has been really all Freeman in that third quarter as they turn it over to start the fourth quarter here. Robert Gravatt with, or Hayden Gravatt, top of the key. He dribbles left, now finds Deacon Bernard. Freeman Falcons went to a 2-3 zone in the fourth quarter and held Johnson Brock to just 4 points. No threes for the Eagles either. A turnover, cross-court pass. Hayden Gravatt's pass too high for Grady Behrens to handle. And ball will go back to the Freeman Falcons. 7:18 remaining in Johnson Brock's season if they can't find a comeback here. Going to take a Herculean effort. They were outscored 21-4 in the third quarter. Owen Buss with it, left wing. Now with it, top of the key, Easton Buss. Buss is going to dribble around out near the volleyball attack line. Now he takes it down the right side. Ball tipped around, turnover into the hands of Brody Kaler. So how do you start a comeback? Well, a turnover is a great place to start. Now Kaler inside, way up off the glass, no good. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Keegan White. His second, first of the quarter here for Freeman. Chance for Brody Kaler to cut into the lead here with 6:44 remaining in the fourth, and the clock stops. First free throw on the way for Brody Kaler is good. Just the second free throw attempted tonight in the game. Kaler's got both of them. He's made both of them. No free throws tonight for the Freeman Falcons, but they haven't needed them. They've been on fire from the outside. Second free throw no good for Kaler, but he gets his own rebound off the tip out from Robert Gravatt. So they get one, now a chance to cut into the lead even farther for Johnson Brock. Deacon Bernard with it on the baseline. Now Grady Behrens, cross-court pass, going to be taken away. Hayden Jansen, quickly back the other way. He's going to pull it out. He didn't have the numbers. Good heads-up decision there for Hayden Jansen. Easton Buss with it, closely guarded by Hayden Gravatt. Now Hayden Jansen. Being guarded way out by Brody Kaler. Jansen's going to dribble down the right side. He finds at the free throw line Keegan White. Now cross-court pass, three on the way, no good. Owen Buss, but an offensive rebound and put that for Keegan White. Timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to High School Hoops on KPMC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a new or used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
45-27. Freeman leads Johnson Brock. Here at Freeman High School, Adams, Nebraska, C2 7 district final. A rematch of a game earlier this season where the Eagles took down the Falcons. Now tonight in the Battle of the Birds, it's been all Freeman. Falcons lead 45-27. Robert Gravatt with it inside. Kaler left wing, threes up, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Easton Buss. Now quickly back the other way is Freeman. Jansen with it inside, kicks it out. Owen Buss. Now dribbling down the lane, Easton Buss. He's going to be fouled. Foul's going to go on Hayden Gravatt. That is his first. Second of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. 5:26 remain. It's an 18-point Falcon lead. Top of the key, Easton Buss. He's going to pull the trigger from the right wing. Nothing but net for Easton Butt. And now the lead up over 20, 48-27 Freeman. Caden Gravatt with it. We'll see if the power of the Eagles can get something going here. Brody Kaler inside. His turnaround jumper up, no good. Offensive board and putback. Robert Gravatt, his second bucket of the half. Eagles cut the lead back to 19. Right corner with it now, and now left wing, Easton Butt. Quickly around the perimeter come the Falcons. We're going to have a foul. That one on Deacon Bernard. That's his third of the quarter here for Johnson Brock. .442 remaining in the fourth quarter. Eagles trail 48-29. It was 22-22 at halftime. Just 7 points here in the second half for Johnson Brock. Freeman, though, has been hot from the outside. They have 6 threes here in the second half alone. And they have possession of the basketball right now. Right corner with it. Aiden Jansen. Jansen going to dribble around up to the right wing. He now cuts down the lane. He's going to be fouled going up. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Deacon Bernard. So that's his fourth of the quarter here for the Eagles. Bernard had three fouls this quarter alone. First free throw of the night on the way in, good for Hayden Jansen. He'll get one more. Lead back to 20 for Freeman. Jansen with the ball at the charity stripe. Free throw on the way, up and good. 50-29. Falcons lead the Eagles. Taylor with it. Left wing. We'll see if the Eagles can get something going here. Now, Justin Meyer, long three on the way from the right wing, no good. Rebound tipped around. Possession's going to be controlled by Owen Buss in the Freeman Falcons. Under 4 minutes to play, and it's a 21-point Freeman lead over Johnson Brock. With it out near the volleyball attack lane, Hayden Jansen being guarded by Kaler. Kaler tips it away, and he gets the steal, but he's going to step on the line. And it will be an Eagle turnover. It's been that kind of night for Johnson Brock. Especially the second half. They haven't been able to hit anything from the outside. A couple of costly turnovers. We're going to have a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Postseason High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight is F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City, member FDIC and equal housing lender. 3 minutes and 41 seconds remain in the Johnson Brock season unless they can mount a Herculean comeback here. They trail the Freeman Falcons 50-29. And it's been all Freeman since halftime. It was a 22-22 halftime score. A game that we thought was going just as we expected. We expected a close one, and then it's been all Falcons. They've hit tons of threes after the halftime break here. And they've had a 28-7 run since the half. Layup up no good for the Falcons, but an offensive board. They'll reset the offense. Out near the timeline is Easton Buss. Buss going to give it off to Hayden Jansen. Jansen now cross-court pass. Good idea. Diaz going to dribble in. He's stripped by Hayden Gravatt, and it's the Eagles back the other way. Robert Gravatt going to dribble into the wing, kick it out. Justin Meyer, three on the wing from the left, or the right wing is no good. Didn't catch anything. Ball's going to be out of bounds off the Falcons, so Eagles will retain possession, but I think that just kind of shows you what kind of night it's been for Johnson Brock. That's one that Justin Meyer doesn't miss. Especially doesn't hit anything. That one, though, unable to catch the rim. Meyer to throw it in here. Going to get it to Grady Behrens. Behrens has it at the top of the key. Now Justin Meyer with it. Left corner. Cross-court pass. Brody Kaler. Kaler, three on the way. Right wing. No good. Rebound, Jaden White. Johnson Brock, full court pressure. Brody Kaler, the strip and the layup. So Brody Kaler gets a strip in his fifth point of the half. Johnson Brock showing some full court pressure here. They've trimmed the lead to 19. Now quickly back the other way. Layup good. That's Hayden Jansen. Jansen's had a great half. He's got 10 now, just this half. 17 in the game. Grady Behrens with the top of the key. Gives it off. Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt has it right wing. Now Kaler left wing. Back to Behrens. Now Kaler left wing. Three on the way is good. Brody Kaler gets the three. One bright spot tonight has been Kaler. He's got 8 this half. 17 for the game. Going to have a foul bringing it up the floor here on Hayden Gravatt. That'll be Gravatt's second. And at the line shooting, 2 will be Hayden Jansen. He's 2-2 from the line tonight. So it's an 18-point Freeman lead. They're also at the line shooting 2 free throws here. First free throw on the way, no good. Short. A little bit better fourth quarter here for Johnson Brock, but that lead that they dug at the end of the third quarter, 43-26, just too much to overcome. As the second free throw is good for Hayden Jansen. King Gravatt brings it up the floor for the Eagle. One of the key things in the second half for Freeman, they went from a man-to-man defense to a 2-3 zone as Justin Meyer's three doesn't catch anything. Second straight three that doesn't catch anything for Justin Meyer. We're going to have a foul. It'll be Freeman free throw. Falcons went from a man-to-man defense in the first half to a 2-3 zone in the second half, and it's caused Johnson Brock all kinds of fits. The Eagles with just 1-3 against that zone in the second half, and they haven't been able to get anything inside either. They haven't been able to get any drives to the hoop. Freeman just kind of packing it in, and Johnson Brock not able to convert. Free throw on the way for Easton Buss is good. Foul for Johnson Brock was on Robert Gravatt. That's his first. Falcons back to a 20-point lead over Johnson Brock here. Easton Buss with one more free throw to come to. His second free throw on the way, good. This Falcon team can shoot it like they have tonight. Next week in Lincoln, they'll be a tough out. Behrens. We're going to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt gives it off to Kaler. Kaler's got it top of the key. Long three right wing. No good for Kaler. And the rebound, Freeman. Johnson Brock, a little full court pressure here. Freeman breaks it pretty easily. Owen Buss with it out near the timeline. He's trapped, and we're going to have a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 55-34. The Falcons lead the Eagles. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up here in Freeman High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTMC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't forget to mark your calendars. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritizing Your Mind. Because taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your body. Join Dr. Anna M. Dom, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, as she shares practical strategies to support mental health, including improving sleep, building healthier routines, managing social media, and everyday self-care. Plan to attend Wednesday, March 4th at 2 p.m. in the hospital classroom. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A 55-34 Freeman lead over Johnson Brock, 1:11 remaining here in the contest. In what's been a complete reversal from their first matchup this season. Earlier this season, February 12th, Johnson Brock took down Freeman 56-50. That game on Johnson Brock's home floor. Tonight, the return trip to Freeman in the district final. And it's been all Falcons. They've hit a lot of threes tonight. The Eagles, not very many. They've struggled tonight shooting from the outside. We're going to have a foul on the floor. Foul's going to be on number 20, Grady Barron. That is his first. And at the line, shooting two, and in the bonus the rest of the way, the Freeman Falcons, Easton Butt. Easton 2-2 from the line. First free throw on the way is good. He's 3-3 now. Freeman hadn't shot a free throw this whole game until the fourth quarter, and they've shot 7, gonna be 8 here in the fourth quarter. They've made 6 of 7 so far. And Johnson Brock gonna sub out the seniors here. Falcons with a 56-34 lead. The seniors sub out for the Eagles for their last time in a Johnson Brock uniform on the basketball court. Second free throw for Easton Buss. On the way is good. So the Falcons now 7 of 8 from the line, all in this fourth quarter. And it will be a completely new lineup here for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Coy Barron is going to bring it up the floor here for Johnson Brock. Sees the inbound pass from Ben Perio. Coy with it now at the top of the key, gives it off to Perio. Now with it, Gage Rasmussen. Oliver Everett's going to step on the out-of-bounds line, and he turns it over. Ball will go back to the Freeman Falcons. Freeman 57-34. Then all Eagles in the second half. They scored 35 this second half. The Eagle or has Freeman. Johnson Brock just 12. With it, right wing, Cameron Rhea. Now, top of the key, Bo Miller. Nothing there for Freeman. 12 seconds remaining on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. Right wing three, Bo Miller on the way. Good. Bo Miller finds himself in the scoring column. It's a nearly 30-point lead for Freeman, 60-34. Johnson Brock just going to run out the clock here. Going to run out the clock on their season. Three on the way, no good. So offensive board and the putback up and good for Quentin Behrens, and that's how we will end tonight's game. 60-36. The Freeman Falcons end the Johnson Brock Eagles season. Freeman punches their ticket to the state tournament in Lincoln next week. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they will end their season 22-5. And their chance to defend their state championship from last season falls tonight in Adams, Nebraska. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap scoring from this one. Once again, the Freeman Falcons defeat the Johnson Brock Eagles 60-36. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Still driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in
Now, get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
If you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Barron's in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside and Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside and Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Freeman Falcons are getting ready to cut down the nets in their home gymnasium. They take down the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight, 60-36, in what was a close game at halftime, 22-22, the game going exactly how we thought it would. These teams, of course, played to a six-point game in Johnson earlier this year where the Eagles took down the Falcons 56-50. But tonight, it was all Freeman as they come out in the second half, allowed just 14 second-half points to Johnson Brock. And they take tonight's game 60-36. The Falcons will, of course, advance to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. Johnson Brock will end their season tonight at 22-5. Let's take a look at scoring from this one. First off, for the Johnson Brock Eagles, they were led in scoring on the evening by Brody Taylor. Taylor with 17. He had 9 at the break. Justin Meyer finished the night with 2, Deacon Bernard 4, 2 for Quentin Behrens, 5 for Grady Behrens, and 6 for Robert Gravatt on the evening. On the evening, Johnson Brock goes 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. All of the free throws tonight shot by Brody Taylor. For the Freeman Falcons, they were led in scoring by Hayden Jansen with 18. Also in double figures was Owen Buff with 14. 9 for Easton Buss, 2 for Jaden Weiss, 3 Bo Miller, 3 for Bear Ideas, Hudson Fiker at 3, and 8 for Keegan White for their total of 60. The Falcons go 7 of 8 from the charity stripe, but what's even crazier is they didn't shoot a free throw until the fourth quarter. We only had 2 fouls in the whole first half combined, both of them by Freeman. As I mentioned on our broadcast, truly, it was the switch from a man-to-man to a 2-3 zone that really took Johnson Brock out of things in the second half. 22-22, Johnson Brock was getting everything they wanted on mid-range two-point jump shots, on shots at the rim in the first half. And then the second half, Freeman switches to a 2-3 zone. They kind of pack it in a little bit. Johnson Brock unable to get anything going inside. And their shots from outside were not hitting as well. They finished the evening with just 2 3-point baskets en route to their 36-point total. On the other hand, Freeman was hot from the outside all night. They had 4 in the first half, 7 threes in the second half. So 11 threes on the evening. Freeman with 33 points from behind the arc tonight en route to their 60-36 victory over the Johnson-Brock Eagles. With that, Freeman will advance to the state tournament next weekend. They will take on the winner of Fremont Bergen or Crofton. That game will be played tomorrow up at Fremont Bergen. Bergen, the number 2 seed in C2. Crofton, the 15 seed. Bergen, 24-1 on the year. Their lone loss to Omaha Concordia. Earlier action this evening on KTMC, it was Fall City Sacred Heart taking down Layton. Sacred Heart Irish with a 67-51 win. Bo Fletcher with 30 in that one. Cole Taft with 23. Taft passes a 1,000-point career mark. And Fall City Sacred Heart punches their ticket to the state tournament. They will join the Irish ladies at the state tournament next. Well, ladies this week, the fellas next week. Down in Auburn tonight on Sunny 101.3, it was Auburn taking down Omaha Concordia 50-44. The Bulldogs avenged their district final loss at home last year. They beat Omaha Concordia and advanced to the state tournament once again under head coach Jim Weeks. Auburn will take on Lincoln Christian next week in Lincoln. Of course, that'll be a rematch, which Auburn won 61-44 earlier this season, back in January. Christian, the 12 seed, got into the district finals on a wild card, and then they beat the number 5 seed Bridgeport 65-55 this past weekend to punch their ticket to the state tournament. So, in girls' action, state tournament, Fall City Sacred Heart will play on Wednesday, Sunny 101.3, 7:45 p.m. tip-off. They'll play Why Not, who upset McCool Junction in the district final. Should they win that one, the Sacred Heart ladies will play Friday at 10:45 a.m. So recapping state qualifiers from the MSC Sports Radio Network listening area, the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish ladies and gentlemen will both make the trip to state. Fall City Sacred Heart ladies this weekend, the fellas next week. And up in Auburn, the Bulldogs take down Omaha Concordia 50-44 and punch their ticket to the state tournament as well. So two boys teams heading to state, one girls team heading to state in the MSC sports listing area. Unfortunately for the Johnson-Brock Eagles, though, they will not make the return trip to the state tournament. They fall tonight 60-36 to the Freeman Falcons, and they will not have the ability to defend their 2025 state title. That'll wrap up things this evening from Adams, Nebraska Freeman High School, where once again the Freeman Falcons defeat the Johnson-Brock Eagles 60-36. Falcons advance to state. The Eagles will head home unable to defend their 2025 state title. Thank you so much for listening tonight. I'm Dylan Henrich, back in studio Aaron Wisdom. You have been listening tonight to High School Postseason Hoops on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Have a good evening, everybody.